The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind. A lot of your questions and comments pertaining to the Adrian Peterson situation rolling in today, and we will devote a segment to that again this hour here in just a little bit because I do want your take on it. And we're also going to chat with one of the American security operators that was assigned to protect the special mission compound of the U.S. State Department in a nearby CIA station, the famous annex in Benghazi, Libya. Our guest is featured in a new book called 13 Hours, The Inside Account of What Really Happened in Benghazi. And I have personally been very frustrated with a number of riveting factual reports of what happened there and a lack of any coherent explanation on why what happened happened and how we're never going to prevent it, how we're going to do everything in our power to prevent it ever happening again. So anyway, this book I think will help that, and I know a lot of you have questions, so all of your Benghazi questions best directed at someone that was there coming up on the program in just a few minutes. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can and does to the tune of $30 billion in economic impact and 60,000 jobs. And given what's going on internationally, given the enemy we face in ISIS or ISIL or whatever you want to call them, the folks that want an Islamic State, want to use oil money to murder our citizens, to tell us we will, in fact, adhere to the caliphate. We will, in fact, die or convert or die. That's their deal. That's what this Islamic State is all about. And it just sickens you to see what's going on right now. Well, what's happening in North Dakota is one of the biggest antidotes, one of the biggest lines of defense against that whole nightmare. This is extraordinarily important. And again, there are impacts. There are challenges. And we can separately put those in a camp of, well, that means better paying jobs. And that means, you know, grandparents who get to see their kids and grandkids grow up here rather than having to go somewhere else for a job. There's a lot of good things. There are also some challenges. You know, building out enough infrastructure in the way of roads and getting affordable housing. Well, you know what? A lot of great minds are working on that. All this opportunity is a dream for entrepreneurs who love solving problems. That's happening. Things take time, and this will play out. But set all that argument aside and ask yourself if we ought not all be cheerleaders, for lack of a better term, for more energy independence here so we can be held hostage less by really evil people who mean to kill us and use oil as an important part of their weaponry. Think about that a little bit. We all ought to. Anyway, North Dakota Petroleum Council, one of our fine sponsors. Find out more about them at North Dakota Oil Can. Also brought to you in part today by our friends at S&S Motors. Brent and his team at S&S Motors is the place to buy a truck in the Bakken, bar none. Some great deals on the lot right now, including a beautiful cranberry red. I call it cranberry red. I know some call it burgundy. Sharp Denali. That thing is just absolutely beautiful. And it's on the lot right now. And a lot of trucks. I'm driving a truck that had about 67,000 miles when I bought it. I think I'm up to near 80 now, for crying out loud. And that was only a couple of months ago, but that's my life. And you know what? Saved a fortune on it. Bought it at S&S Motors in Watford City. If you're there, stop by, take a look at the lot, and get yourself a great deal on that truck from Brent Sanford and the team at S&S Motors in Watford City. And also by our friends at MyPillow. I'll tell you more about them coming up in just a little bit. Right now, you know, as I look at the calendar here, 15th of September, we're dangerously close to an election in November, and there's a boatload of things that we need to pay attention to. The U.S. House race is a big one. And we have Congressman Kevin Cramer, obviously, in the race against George Sinner, the Democrat. George Sinner, by the way, has repeatedly refused our weekly request for him to come on this program. And I don't know what's going on there, some shenanigans. I'm not sure who's running that campaign, but it's not the candidate, because George Sinner himself came up to me at an event and said, I want to get on your show. And I said, we ask every week. He said, well, you're asking the wrong person. I said, well, I'm looking at the candidate. Who should I ask? Let me take care of it. Well, anyway, it's a dog and pony show. We're trying, obviously, the Ag Commission race. Doug Goring, a regular guest on the program weekly. Ryan Taylor, a little more difficult to schedule. So I'm at the Bison event, ESPN event on Saturday. So we're trying for you, listeners. And there's a boatload of measures. And one of those we've talked about, including last week, was Measure 7. This has to do with the ownership of pharmacies. And we spoke with a pharmacy owner, pharmacy in Newtown, and in Watford City last week, and we wanted to get the other side of that this week for you. North Dakotans for Lower Pharmacy Prices. Is Dr. Eric Thompson is with us. He's a family medicine doctor with Sanford and Bismarck and a member of the sponsoring committee that got this question on the ballot for you, urging a yes vote. Dr. Thompson, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you today?
Fantastic. How will changing the ownership makeup of pharmacies lower pharmacy prices in North Dakota?
Well, we can provide better competition, which breeds better rates for the people of North Dakota. This all started when I moved back as a native North Dakotan. I did my residency elsewhere and came back to try to give my patients care. And some concern was for my senior citizen patients that couldn't afford their medications. And I know that there are bulk pharmacy prices available for some of the medications that a lot of elderly people are on. And I was surprised that they couldn't get them in North Dakota. I wrote a letter to the editor, and then I was contacted by a group, and I've been trying to allow for fair competitive pricing for our North Dakota residents ever since.
Now, I've heard conflicting reports about all these different studies, and I know that there was a recent news article that compared some prices and whatnot. You sort of get lost in a blizzard of numbers. Have you got one example where you think, for instance, South Dakota that has, a law similar to what you'd like to see be in place in South Dakota, in North Dakota, rather, their citizens are getting a better bang for their buck? Can you boil it down to something that isn't a blizzard of numbers?
Well, just the average patient that you would see, especially with your Medicare population, would be someone that needs high blood pressure medication, diabetes medication, cholesterol medication. Those seem to be the big three that, unfortunately, a lot of our North Dakotans need to be on. And not to apply favoritism to a particular chain, but a lot of them are bulk rate discounted, where they can get all three medications for anywhere from $12 to $15. As opposed to other prices at other pharmacies, although I will admit they have competitive pricing at our local pharmacists too.
So what's the gain then? If they have competitive pricing, why the change? Because their argument, of course, is, hey, we're going to go away. They talk also about health plans that will say, well, for instance, when Walmart comes to Watford City, let's use Watford as an example, and they put a pharmacy there, if this law changes, then the locals are saying, we won't be able to be here. There's two drugstores in Watford City that I recall on Main Street. Maybe one of those goes away, and then you have less competition because of the act. What about that argument, Doctor?
Well, unfortunately, there's choices in the state, and if you've got a good pharmacist that you know and trust, I don't see why you would necessarily change that, because you would go to the people that you already know. It does provide more access to pharmacy. The hours would be expanded. There would be availability, and includes some hospitals in the North Dakota that can't have pharmacies because of this law. So let's say you're at the emergency department at a small town hospital and you need medication. It's often difficult to get that because they don't have their own pharmacy available because of this restrictive law. But that's a separate issue.
The other question that comes up a lot is that the legislature has dealt with this repeatedly, and it has been voted down by the people's representatives in the legislature. Why is this going to the voters, and why do you think it has failed so many times in the state legislature?
Well, we've had a couple of unsuccessful efforts to start, but we were hoping that we could get the actual people involved on this, and the fact that we've gathered a lot of signatures in a short amount of time also points to that people wanted this. And talking to some of my hometown people as well, that I'm from a small North Dakota town as well, they've been for this ever since I started trying to change it, because they do want more choices. They do want restrictions on where they can go and and where they can buy their medication.
Why do you think, in the case of Walmart, you know, which could partner with any pharmacist they choose, hasn't done more to get pharmacies in their locations, or for that matter, you know, others, big box stores as well, because they could do that if they partnered with a pharmacist, right? Leased them and said, you know, you'll be 51, we'll be 49. Why doesn't more of that happen either?
Well, I think the, you know, most major retailers, not just the big Walmart, they prefer to own their own pharmacies and allow more control over what happens. That partnership, like they do with, you know, certain supermarkets and things, and limit the pharmacy options, and to some degree actually increase the prices that would be offered to consumers.
Take a short break here. When we come back, we have a call from Mark in Fort Yates, listening on 550 KFIRE, that has a question for Dr. Eric Thompson of North Dakotans for lower pharmacy prices, urging a yes vote on measure number 7, one of the many issues we'll be covering now till November for you on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
One thing I really enjoy about pheasant hunting is it's an active sport. If you're serious about pheasant hunting, you're going to be out there working for the birds. The gear that's available today is going to make your hunt just that much more enjoyable. Watching my own dog work, being out there with my friends, congratulating a buddy on a good shot, those are all things that I really like about upland hunting. I'm Judd Geese, and I'm an upland hunting expert at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just 4. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So, Todd, how'd you sleep last night on your pillow?
I've repossessed my pillow. I'm going to chain myself to my pillow because it's my pillow. It's not Gary's pillow. It's my pillow.
You know, we had a caller on Friday say, hey, you know, I just want your listeners to know that I usually don't listen to those ads, but I actually bought one of those pillows, and you're right. Those things are unbelievable. So
no
said
no.
It better than we can. MyPillow.com, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Todd's going to give you a special number just for our listeners. If you go to MyPillow.com, you click on Radio Listeners, and there's a special. And it is a buy one, get one free. The original classic with the promo code. The promo code you need is Scott. And you'll have a choice of a queen or a king. But it's really, and they got a bunch of good deals there. They have MyPillow toppers, and they have premium pillows, and they have, you know, it's a lot of fun. But the, you know, I just can't even tell you. I mean, I've heard people that have said, look, I don't snore anymore. I'm getting rid of neck pain. And that was a big one for me. I would sleep goofy, and I'd get this knot in my neck that was crazy. Gone with MyPillow. But sleep apnea, migraines, restless leg syndrome, insomnia, allergies, asthma, TMJ, if you have any of those things, MyPillow can help. And by the way, you'll find all kinds of examples of how it's helping people online at MyPillow.com. Guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, bar none, which is why they back it up with that incredible guarantee. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com, or you can call this number.
1-800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott.
Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. And no pillow fights. Okay. exactly right. All right. So we had a caller before the break that wanted to take issue with our guest, but the caller is no longer there. Fort Yates caller that had a question. Mark, if you want to try back, you'll have just a moment because Dr. Thompson's going to be leaving us here shortly. But Dr. Eric Thompson of North Dakotans for Lower Pharmacy Prices is here. Family medicine doctor with Sanford and Bismarck, member of the sponsoring committee that got the pharmacy measure number 7 on the ballot and urging a yes vote on it. Most of the beefs come from the fact that small town service will go away, that we like our small town pharmacists, and this change has ensured that they'd be there for a long time. What about that argument that this change, which has been around since 1963, which, by the way, is not unlike what happens with lawyers and in a lot of other businesses, has worked and kept North Dakotans with hometown, small-town service. What about that argument, Dr. Thompson?
Well, I would counter with freedom of choice. We don't have freedom of choice in North Dakota to make that. And if you do have the larger stores that have availability with lower prices, or if you've got your small-town pharmacist with prices, you can go choose to go where you want to get your medications rather than have to be forced to choose one and not another, as the rest of the 49 states in the union can do.
Mark at Fort Yates is back. Go ahead with our guest, Dr. Thompson. You're up, Mark.
Hey, good morning. Dr. Thompson, I appreciate your answer called freedom of choice. I think that's what you respond. That's the only comment you had regarding the last question. But here's another one, how you can say that with any credibility, because I drive up and down I-94 around the state, and Sanford has bought up everything. You go anywhere, and it's taken up not just independent hospitals, but independent physicians. I had two doctors here in Bismarck. Both were independent. I tried finding them. Well, guess what? Guess who they worked for? Sanford. Now, I'm wondering how taking those two businesses out of the spectrum, putting them under the umbrella of Sanford, expands freedom of choice.
Well, first of all, I'm not, my opinions and reviews that I'm giving here are not affiliated with Sanford. I did work for MedCenter One. Sanford partnered with them to become part of the community here and part of North Dakota. I guess the first people I worked for, that's not something I'm directly involved with. I'm not a big part of the administration. I'm just an employee like any other. So I don't know if that's really pertinent to the current situation, but I do see that they have a large market share as well, but that's not what we're here to talk about today.
A question that I also will ask you about, I've heard some comparisons to South Dakota, which does not have this restriction, where there are a number of drugs that are higher in cost. So in other words, they don't have the ownership restriction. Yeah, drugs cost more because you have a limited amount of people that own the lion's share of the market share of pharmacies. Is that a concern at all, Dr. Thompson?
Well, there are going to be more pharmacies coming into North Dakota, but fortunately, we are a state that is growing. We've had over 100,000 people move here within this oil boom that we've got going on. There are actually a lot of people use telepharmacies now That's about 80,000 people in North Dakota that use those, so they're getting their medicine from out of state or from other places already. There is just a lot of things that say that we do need to have more availability and more businesses that we can get access, including 24/7 access for a lot of people that are unable to get them after hours.
We are going to follow this debate closely, along with all the measure issues, and make sure that our listeners have both sides of the story between now and November on any and all questions that voters will be asked in November. Dr. Thompson, thanks for joining us today to talk about it. We appreciate it. You bet.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Dr. Eric Thompson, North Dakotans for Lower Pharmacy Prices, urging a yes vote on measure number 7. Okay, let's see. Mark's gone. Where's the other Mark? There's another Mark waiting to weigh in here. Where'd that go? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We have a few minutes here to talk about the other story that's dominating the, I think the most important story for all of us right now is the battle against those that want an Islamic State. That is our number one concern. Should be for all of us. What's dominating the headlines right now is Adrian Peterson. Chris, you have another call that came in off the air on this topic that we didn't get to earlier. Let's roll that, and we'll take some of your calls on this. The question, I guess, really is this, knowing what you know, is it discipline or is it child abuse? And is this conduct becoming...
Well, here we go. Science and psychology thinks that they know better than God. Corporal punishment, proper corporal punishment, is beneficial to children at the proper age. Let's not forget the author of the family, God, in Scripture says, he who spares the rod hates his child. So the rod and the staff are there to guide and nurture at the proper place, at the proper time, at the proper age, at the proper level. And I don't agree with government or states or the United Nations sticking their nose in parental rights. We already have laws on the books, child abuse. Let's just leave it like. Thank you.
All right, let's get Mark in here. Mark, what's your take on AP? Did he cross the line?
Yeah, you know, Thomas Jefferson said, if you're really mad, count to 10, and if you're more angry, count to 100. You know, I believe in, my son got paddled at a school in Texas, and I sanctioned that. But I think Adrian was just too doggone angry, and this was over the line. God bless him. I love him.
Speaking of Thomas Jefferson, this sounds like my favorite constitutional scholar, Mark the Freedom Poet, who's going to be in Jamestown, North Dakota tonight, aren't you?
I am at just a fabulous place at the corner of First Avenue and First Street, the Buffalo Rotisserie Grill. We're going to be there at 6 for dinner and Freedom Club at 7. Greg Hager's going to sing his great music. Then I'm going to teach some ABCs of the Constitution, and I'm going to tell us a talk from my threefold plan to save America. We can save America, folks, if we stand together for faith.
Go get them, sir. Go get them. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota, on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Before the top of the hour, by the way, email just called to tell me again where they're going to be in Jamestown tonight. It is at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill, which is just a fabulous restaurant downtown Jamestown. And so that's where there'll be Freedom Club meeting. Mark, the Freedom Poet, the guy that called in, is literally a constitutional scholar. I've learned more about the Constitution and the Founding Fathers from him than anybody. Great guy. So if you're in Jamestown tonight, and Greg Hager, great performer. I think he's put out more CDs than any North Dakotan. Greg Hager, absolutely fantastic performer. So that'll be a lot of fun tonight. Learn about the Constitution, hear some great music, and have a Freedom Club meeting. Saturday, Farm Festival Building, same thing in Tioga. So check it out at flagfamily.com. All right, our next guest was there and could tell us what really happened in Benghazi. No kidding. And we're talking about one of the American security operators assigned to protect the U.S. State Department's special mission compound and that annex, that nearby CIA station in Benghazi, Libya. And she is featured in this book, 13 Hours, the inside account of he is featured in this book, 13 Hours, the inside account of what really happened in Benghazi. Chris Peranto is joining us on What's On Your Mind today. Chris, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
So your nickname is Tonto. We can call you Tonto, huh?
Oh yeah, you can call me. I go by Chris or Tano or Pirano, but all my buddies call me Tano still, so that's fine.
We have a radio program here made up of some wonderful folks, God fearing, freedom loving, Constitution following Americans, and we hear from a lot of them and have about the situation in Benghazi with enormous frustration. That the facts have not come out, and they want this never to be repeated, and they want to know exactly what happened. Do you share that frustration?
I've been able to tell what I said. So I've been able to vent a bit. This book has been able to help me get through it. But of course I do. Of course I still have questions. I think I still have the same questions that they do when it gets up into the higher echelon. You know, the stuff on the ground I went through, I can tell you what happened there. But as far as what people were thinking or why decisions were made on hire or not made, I still don't know. So, yes, I'm frustrated. Definitely am frustrated.
So since you're featured in the book, the inside account of what really happened in Benghazi, tell us what really happened. What do you want our listeners to know about what happened there, and why has the cover-up continued?
Well, you know, I want people to know, and I don't think they realize how brave the guys I work with were. And you know, they still are, you know, and also, you know, to honor Tyrone and Glenn, and man, those guys are tough sons of guns. And you know, to see that, you know, we did what we had to do without the order to do it. Our job description did not require us to help. And if anything people can get out of this is that there are still Americans that are willing to go out there and risk their lives to help other Americans, especially when they are in duress. And also, I hope young readers, if they're allowed to read it, because I am pretty colorful in the book, to see that honesty is still the best policy. Be honest, tell what happened, tell the truth, and then you feel good about it, you know. I hope down the line that this can show, or have other people maybe will come forward after they read the book, that know things that can help us get to the end, get to the bottom of what happened up on the hill, and give us some closure as well.
What I appreciate about the book is it's you're there. It's not a third hand or a fourth hand account. It's you.
Correct.
And it's the others that were there. And so I really, really encourage folks, by the way, to get this book, 13 Hours, the inside account of what really happened in Benghazi, so you can get to the bottom of it. And the Annex security team is the basis of this book. What's the bombshell in it? What's the one thing that should be plastered on the front of every newspaper in America and the subject of every congressional hearing about this in your mind, Chris?
I think it's been, it has been, Fox has done a very good job on it, even CNN, Jake Tapper, we were on his show, and there was a stand down. You know, we've said it how many times now. Not to try to use semantics, we were told that stand down, the word stand down was used once to John Tig Tegan. I was told to wait, which in essence, when one is told, we are all told, the security team, to wait to respond to the attack that was going on. So there was a delay. There was a delay three times. And delay or not, malicious or not, we never said it was malicious, but delays is delay in combat, especially to your listeners that have veterans or have been in combat. You know, being delayed a minute can cost lives. We were delayed for 30 minutes, and it did cost lives, as we saw. So I hope that is put to rest. There's no more. There was no stand-in order. There was no malicious attempt to delay. Well, we never said it was a malicious attempt, but we were delayed. And I want to make sure that does not come up again, and people don't try to in their offices try to say that didn't occur and that it couldn't have saved their lives if we weren't delayed, which we were, and I still will say to this day, if we would have left when we wanted to, which was 5 minutes into it, we would have been able to save lives.
Why were you told to stand down? Why were there delays? What was the motivation?
You know, the only thing, being a ground pounder, I'm not privy to a lot of the talks that were up on the higher. By who we call Bob in our book, our chief of base, he's our immediate chain of command. What we have been told, and this is in newspapers, and we've been told by the media, that he was trying to coordinate with 17th February Martyrs Brigade, which was supposed to act as the quick reaction force for the consulate. You know, I buy that for the first 5 minutes, but after the 25 minutes after that, tactically, that's unsound. Also, we didn't have a rapport with those guys. We go into greater detail in the book in 13 hours how we didn't trust them because we had never developed a rapport with them, because we'd never worked with them, because there was word out that they were infiltrated by Islamists. I can give him for that for 5 minutes, but after that, I'm not buying that. But I don't know. I really don't know. After that, I don't know if it was getting, went all the way up to the hill and they were saying, hey, we don't want you guys to go because we think you're going to die. We don't want you to go because there's something else happening that we didn't know about. I don't know, sir. I and that's where folks like yourself are taking this fight over for us. And we would like to have those answers because I don't have them for you.
Chris Tonto Pirano is one of the five surviving CIA special ops contractors that made up the Annex security team that responded to the September 11th, 2012 attack on the U.S. diplomatic compound in Benghazi and fought the battle that repulsed the attackers and saved roughly two dozen American lives. There was some good news in this, but because of the delay, because of the order to stand down, more lives were lost than these men who were there to protect. I just would have liked to have seen happen. What did you think when you heard Hillary Clinton pound the fist and say, what difference does it make?
As a operator, as a ranger, and I think anybody that's been in the service, especially that's made me a bit disgusted, because when people die, it makes a difference. I don't care who you are, and especially when they die on your watch, it it makes a difference. So to me, it was to me and my feelings, the people, it makes a difference to them because they want to know their leadership is in control and knows what's going on, and that it is also willing to take responsibility and say, you know what, it's my fault. You know, I did it. You know, not just try to downplay it because, man, it was an ambassador, and he was a high-ranking ambassador. He was no lowly ambassador, and he was a good man. You know, he is a good man. And my buddies, Roan and Bub, that gave themselves, you know, and Roan didn't have to be there. He had actually extended a week to stay there to help on the ambassador's watch. He was supposed to go home the week prior. So it does make a difference. You know, it makes a huge difference. So I felt angry, but as a guy on the ground and trying to be respectful as we can be, you know, I vented to my buddies. You know, I vented to Mark, I vented to John, Jack, and DB, and I left it at that, and I went on with my life. And so, you know, that's all we could do. And then luckily, folks like yourself have kept this going that have allowed us to come forward and finally tell our story. So I'm thankful that guys like yourself saw it so you could want to get to the truth and allowed us to continue and push it. So giving us time to clear our story so we could come out with it. So
and of course,
but also thankfulness because it's been resolved.
You and your fellow members of the security team, you, a former member of the Army's 75th Ranger Regiment,
yes,
you know, you could have checked the box and said, been there, done that. You're there in Libya because you see a battle between good and evil. You're there to do what they wouldn't let you do, right?
Yeah, we're there to, you know, good and evil is exactly where I think a lot of us down there, that's why we do it, because there is a battle of good and evil. You're seeing it with you know, in Iraq right now, good and evil. So, yeah, of course, we're there to try to do and try to do with the tools that we're given to try to do the right thing. And we try to make lemonade out of lemons when we're given it, when things are given to us. So, to answer your question, yes, sir, all of us are there because we want to be there, not because we were told, not because we volunteered and all of a sudden, oh, crap, we're not going to get college money for this. We got to go overseas. We're there because we want to protect America and we want to make sure that you know, the attacks on the World Trade Center and things like that don't happen again.
What should happen? You've all given a sworn congressional testimony behind closed doors on this. We now know all of this. So knowing that you spilled your guts, for lack of a better term, on all of this, if you were in charge, what would happen as a result of this? What should we do with the information you shared with us as a country?
You know, I think they're doing the right thing by putting it. Now, that being said, I don't have a whole bunch of faith in politicians because I told my story to the HPSI, the House Intel Subcommittee. I've told them the exact same thing that I'm telling you on the radio that I've said in all the interviews. And they still came back with the conclusion that there was no delay, there was no intent, there was no stand down order, and you know I didn't say that. I said there was. I said there was a stand down. So but I think it's going in the right direction by having Congressman Gowdy doing an investigation. It's going about the right way. I would still be further investigating it. I wouldn't be sweeping it under the rug, and I don't think Congressman Gowdy is. So, but you know, time will tell. Until the result comes, you know, I can't say if it's the right or wrong thing to do until the result comes. And if they use what we said and they actually hold our voices, hold some water, myself, Mark Geist, and John Tegan, I think that the conclusion will be what we think it needs to be, which, hey, there may have been some, whether it was malicious or not.
And it just never, ever happens again because these colors don't run. God bless you, sir. You're a great hero. We appreciate you sharing the story. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. God bless you too, sir.
Take care.
228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon for my friends at Chase on the Lake, beautiful Walker, Minnesota. Golfers, listen up. You already know how great golf can be in the fall, right? Especially in northern Minnesota with the colors and all the fun. Well, here's your chance to play some top-notch courses while enjoying Leech Lake and the Chase. Check it out. The Chase on the Lake package includes one night lodging in a classic hotel, one dinner in the award-winning 502 restaurant, and one round of golf at either Tiana Country Club or Longbow Golf Club. Both great courses. I lean towards Tiana, but you know what? Get a load of this price. If you go Sunday through Thursday, it's only $129.
If you'd like a weekend, just $30 more at $159. Now think about it. The rooms at Chase are spacious and wonderful. Easily worth the $129 by itself. Then golf at a championship golf course, throw in a meal at the 502, you're coming in at about half price. One night in a classic room at Chase on the Lake, one round of golf at either Tiana or Longbow, and one meal at the 502. Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com. Enter promo code Scott to get this great fall golfing package. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yes, that lady that called in there earlier with about the rod and the staff, she needs to read her Bible a little better there in Proverbs and in Hebrews, because it absolutely does talk about disciplining a child. So read your Bible a little more careful, and there is a line that could be crossed, and that's why we have child abuse laws on the books. Thank you.
Did Adrian Peterson cross that line? That's our question, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Since we've had a number of people throwing around different justifications on both sides of this related to the good book, can you honestly... okay. In other words, if we're of the a faith set that believes that there is a greater power present seeing everything, right? You with me so far, Todd?
Do you think
if remember the line when two or more are gathered, he's there as well? Okay. Do you honestly think when Adrian Peterson's there with a 4-year-old child stuffing his face full of leaves, threatening to punch him, and taking a branch and inflicting the level of discipline on that young man that resulted in the pictures we've seen, he'd be okay with that? I don't.
No.
I don't at all.
Where's Leon? Let's get his take on that. Something tells me he may not agree with you on that, but...
Yeah, and no, I respect where Leon's coming from on this, because we started, if you missed it at the beginning of the program, chatting with a friend who's a regular on our Flag Family stations, as well as on KVLY's Point of View, sharing his opinions with Chris Berg there. And Leon does it well. Leon comes at this from the perspective of someone that has had that level of discipline and understands that his point initially was Adrian Peterson hasn't done anything that 80% of folks in the South haven't done at some point. And if he's guilty, they're guilty. Now, you know, we keep getting more and more revelations here. And, you know, again, I hesitate taking the testimony of a four-year-old, but according to police reports, the child's telling a different story than his dad. Saying, Daddy Peterson hit me on my face. Also expressed worry that Peterson would punch him in the face if the child reported the incident to authorities. Also said there had been a hit by a belt, and there are a lot of belts in Daddy's closets.
Scott, I got a question for you.
He added one more quick thing here. He added that Peterson put leaves in his mouth when he was being hit with the switch while his pants were down. The child told his mother that Peterson likes belts and switches and has a whooping room. So did he cross the line? Your question for me, Todd, was what?
Is it right because it happened a generation ago? Does that automatically mean it's right for this generation?
I think what's absolutely stupid.
Just because it happened before doesn't mean it was right. Maybe it shouldn't have happened then. Just because, well, that's what happened to me when I was a kid. That doesn't make it right.
Yeah, I mean, you could make that argument about slavery, itself. Right?
Well, slavery was okay. With the, we're busy whipping everybody. No.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Now, what is this audio clip, Chris, that we're going to play?
Audio. The Vikings just released a statement.
Oh, okay. Ooh. The Vikings just released a statement. The statement says, from Ziggy Wilf and Mark Wilf, Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson will fully participate in this week's practices and meetings, and is expected to play this Sunday in New Orleans. Today's decision was made after significant thought, discussion, and consideration. As evidenced by our decision to deactivate Adrian from yesterday's game, this is clearly a very important issue. On Friday, we felt it was in the best interest of the organization to step back, evaluate the situation, and not rush to judgment given the seriousness of this matter. At that time, we made the decision that we felt was best for the Vikings and all parties involved. To be clear, we take very seriously any matter that involves the welfare of a child. At this time, however, we believe this is a matter of due process, and we should allow the legal system to proceed so we can come to the most effective conclusions and then determine the appropriate course of action. This is a difficult path to navigate, and our focus is on doing the right thing. Currently, we believe we are at a juncture where the most appropriate next step is to allow the judicial process to move forward. We will continue to monitor the situation closely and support Adrian's fulfillment of his legal responsibilities throughout this process. So what do you think of that decision, Todd?
A little surprised, I guess.
Not me. Because here's the deal. He's too integral to their success, and they're saying, look, innocent until proven guilty, put him in the court system, let it play out there. I think that's rather expected myself.
But I'm surprised they went there.
It's difficult.
That's the way it should be. Innocent until proven guilty. This isn't quote-unquote Mexican justice, as the term goes.
Yeah.
Which is probably not fair to label Mexico on that, but it's a term that's been thrown out there. I'm surprised they went there, but that's good. I mean,
I hope Ziggy Wolf is still sleeping okay tonight. I know he will a little better if he has my pillow, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. And before we go today,
segues are for kids.
Yes, MyPillow.com is a great website where you can get, if you use the promo code Scott, one free original classic pillow, either queen or king, your choice, if you buy one. That's right, you buy one, you get one free. It's a great deal. MyPillow.com is a wonderful resource to tell you all about the great benefits of MyPillow. Or you can call, what telephone number, Todd?
You don't have that memory. Oh, that's right. You already got your pillow. 1-800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott.
migraines, insomnia, snoring, fibromyalgia, restless leg syndrome, neck pain, TMJ, allergies, asthma, sleep apnea. If you have any of those, it helps. It really does. MyPillow.com. By the way, they have them like Columbia Mall and Grand Forks has them. They have a MyPillow store there, by the way. Make sure you use the promo code Scott or again, MyPillow.com. We will see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind, folks. God bless you one and all. We'll continue on the Adrian Peterson story on ISIS and more on the program. Look forward to it. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Christmas time in New York City is magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon, host of What's on Your Mind on this very radio station. Honored to be hosting with the North Dakota Farm Bureau a trip to New York City at Christmas time. This is four nights in Manhattan at the Belvedere Hotel. This is four breakfasts, two dinners, a professional tour director, round trip, airfare. Everything's included, most especially every site you need to see in New York City. The tour is amazing. A Broadway show that'll dazzle you. The Rockettes Holiday Show at Radio City Musical. I've seen it before. You can't even believe it. Since the first version in 1933, the show is a New York City Christmas tradition featuring over 140 performers. Absolutely fantastic. Hurry, space is limited. Book your seats now for a New York City Christmas with yours truly, Scott Hennett, my wife Maria, and a whole host of good folks from North Dakota. Sponsored by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Go to ndfb.org right now, but hurry, ndfb.org.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.